So the second half of our intra-club match for 2015 about to get underway. The blue team up against the white team. It's the white team who's fought back, leading 51-35. Starting the third quarter, I'm Shane McGuinness. Cam Giles alongside with me. Cam, what would you like to see in this second half in particular?
I'm just continuing on running and carrying. Like the first half was very quick end-to-end. So hopefully the boys can keep controlling the footy and keep hitting the scoreboard.
Has that been a focus through the pre-season, that run and carry of the ball rather than a stop-start kind of game?
Yeah, so you want to get the footy in the hands of the elite ball users such as Dale Thomas, Zach Tui, Chris Yaron when he's fit. So the run and carry, that's a major asset for the Carlton Blues, so hopefully we see more of that.
Been impressed by the fact that Juddy played virtually the entire first half and he's out there starting the second half again?
Yeah, it's really good that Juddy's getting a bit of game time, a bit of run into his legs, so he'll just keep helping out the younger guys and keep running around.
Here's young Tom Fields for the blue team, decides to kick down the wing, but no one able to take it cleanly, and it's ricocheted back, this time by Christian Jax, as Jax kicks up toward half forward. Simpson took the mark. Little chip inside 50. Matthew Dick lays it off. Cam Wood takes the mark and we'll line up 45 metres out directly in front of goal just to extend the lead for the white team early in the third quarter. And Cam Wood, he's worked in the ruck most of the afternoon, but he's another player that can move forward when needed.
Yeah, definitely. He's good. He's a very good ball user for a big man. So when he does sneak 40, he normally hits the scoreboard.
Well, let's see if he hits it here, because he's directly in front, right on the arc of 50. It's a nice-looking drop punt. There is a bit of a breeze pushing across the goal, and the ball actually did get onto that breeze. So a minor score to Cam Wood on that occasion. Certainly filled the breach late last year as Robbie Warnock dropped back to the VFL. There's every chance that Cam Wood could start the year as the club's number one ruckman, with Matthew Cruiser on the sidelines for the early stages of the season. As we're watching the blue team again, Patrick Cripps liked him this afternoon, received it from Thomas. Cripps then with a handball to Carrazzo, ran his teammates inside out. Caught with the ball, one of the Northern Blues top up players this afternoon. It's going to be a free kick going to another Northern Blue in Murray, mark to Bell, pops it inside 50, and that's a nice mark taken by Matthew Watson. Again, pushed off his opponent in Tom Fields, and now Matthew Watson, he's already got three to his name this afternoon. This to make it goal number four and just cementing a spot up forward at the moment.
Yeah, he's going very well. If he keeps going back and slotting all these goals, I reckon he'll be now your permanent fixture in the 22. So let's see if he kicks this.
So Watson, a bit tighter than a 45-degree angle. 50 metres out. Gee, that's a nice kick from Matthew Watson. Well, we touted early in the call that the pressure would be on him in the early stages of this year, out of contract at the end of 2015. And if he's able to do this week in, week out, he's one that the Blues could rely on up forward.
He's doing all the little things well, so if he keeps this up and keeps showing the staff and the coaches what he can do, nothing can stop him. He's going really well.
So Matthew Watson with four goals for the afternoon. Nice to have your company on carltonfc.com.au. Our broadcast with thanks to our broadcast sponsor, ZTE, where tomorrow never waits. Shane McGuinness alongside Cam Giles, third quarter. White team in this intra-club match doing all the attacking early as Andrew Carrazzo tries to put the ball in the other direction. Trying to corral it was Graham. Couldn't quite get the pick up in the end. Ball worked forward. Matthew Dick may just concede a minor score. He does. Runs around. He's going to do the kicking in duties as well. Little toe poker of a kick short to Wilkinson, one of the Northern Blues this afternoon, as they just work it outside defensive 50. Be interesting to see if they go down the corridor or go wide here. What's the game plan? Nick Graham has it at the moment. Short little chip. Matt Watson a long way from home. Feeds a handball off. Cade Simpson takes on his man in white. goes on to the left. Gee, it was a good-looking kick. Player going across for the mark may have been impeded. He was. And that's young Murray from the Northern Blues who will have a shot at goal here. And we know that Mick Malthouse traditionally likes to push his side around the edges, but could we see a little bit more corridor play this year, Cam?
Yeah, especially with our running carrying players like Chris Yaron, Zach Tui. If we can get the ball to them with clean air in front of them, that's exactly what we want to do. So we've got a lot of elite ball users by foot, the likes of Bryce Gibbs, Zach Tui again. So if we can get the ball in their hands around the top of the 50, top of the square, that's where we want it.
Liam Jones was infringed in the forward pocket as he snaps goals. And the white team all over this at the moment. Mark Murphy's team. They're on top in this Carlton intra-club match. The only concern so far coming out of it, Corky to Troy Menzel came off early in the second quarter. You wouldn't expect to see him out there again this afternoon, given that it is an intra-club match, but the club will certainly take all precautions there. A couple of the really impressive players this afternoon. Clem Smith, pick number 60 in last year's national draft. I've liked Blaine Bokhurst as well. Anyone else in your eyes, Cam?
Patrick Cripps is starting to get his hands on the footy.
Yeah,
he's had a lot of clearances. He's starting to impress. Dylan Buckley's still going pretty well. I'd like to see Casey Byrne get into the game a bit more, and the likes of Christian Jacks, Sam Rowe.
So one of the few times we've seen Cam Wood actually lose the tap out this afternoon as Simon White got onto it in the middle of the ground, launches a kick forward for the blue team, but it goes out of bounds and we'll see a boundary throw in. Crowd actually starting to push into the old legend stand here at Icon Park. Icon Services Australia, one of the new sponsors of the Carlton Football Club. Great to have them on board as the naming rights partner here at Prince's Park as Simpson. Defensive. Got a handball out. Got it as far as Billy Gowers. Kicks outside, defensive 50. Unable to be kept in play by Kerno, and a boundary throw in about 60 metres around from goal for the blue team. Indeed. Ball tossed back in. Wood won it down that time. Couple of the Northern Blues trying to get in on the action. Here's Gowers again. Got a handball off to Murray from the Northern Blues. Did well to keep it in play. Rode the boundary line. Kicks up toward the wing. No one able to take the mark. Punched away from behind. Waiting to see it over were a couple of players. In the end, it's kept in. Chipped up to the wing. And here's Andreas Everett. Was busy in the first quarter. A little bit quiet in the second. Thomas, handball to Tui. Comes back to Dale Thomas. Edge of the centre square. That's a very ordinary kick from Daisy as Cade Simpson takes the interjecting mark. Have you had much time to spend with Daisy Thomas, Cam, since he's been at Carlton?
Yeah, Daisy's been really good. He's got obviously a wealth of knowledge with footy. And has a very good balance with work and life outside of football. So, yeah, Daisy's been a really good one.
You've spoken a lot about that this afternoon, that work-life balance. It seems to be something preached from Mick Malthouse, and obviously, given that Daisy was under Mick at Collingwood as well, it seems to be coming ingrained into this Carlton Football Club.
Yeah, it's pretty important. Usually, if your footy's going well, your life outside of footy's going well also. So, if you concentrate on footy for 24/7, you're just going to burn out. So, it's pretty important to have something outside of football.
It's all about the whole picture at footy clubs these days. So much focus, obviously, in the planning and on the ground, and there just has to be something outside of football to take the attention away at times. As here's Michael Jamieson, just one of the stars of defence for Carlton, one of the deputy leaders alongside Bryce Gibbs. Obviously, Gibbsy not playing this afternoon, Cam, just having his training load managed. But how's he looked throughout the preseason? Was just outstanding in 2014.
Yeah, he's had a fantastic preseason so far. Obviously, coming off the career best season, winning the best and fairest, he's been really good. I think the best has come for Gibbsy, so he'll build on last year.
I want to ask you about defence versus attack in a moment, because I've been really impressed by the way both the blue and white team have been
on their defence this afternoon. Obviously, that's going to have greater ramifications for the Carlton Football Club this season. But don't forget, folks, a new range of 2015 official club apparel. It's all at the Carlton shop. It includes the authentic Nike on-field kit, the club-exclusive products. You won't find them anywhere else. So don't bother going into the city or to your local mall. Get down to the Carlton shop. They're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturdays, and every dollar you spend there goes back to the football club. You often hear about clubs needing more money for their football departments. Well, if you actually spend your money at the Carlton Footy Club, it goes back into the club. So the Carlton Football Club can get all the mod cons, the players can have all the training benefits, and it can only help your team, not only in 2015, but going forward as well. So get on to the Carlton shop, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, 9 to 2 on Saturdays. It's where you can get all your Carlton apparel, the hoodies, the T-shirts, the polos. You got a favourite item out of the Carlton shop, Cam?
Don't mind the beanies.
The beanies?
Especially in the cold winter months of Melbourne.
Yeah, just wait till you get down to rehab at the St Kilda Sea Baths or something. That's when the beanie comes in mighty handy. Let's get back to the action in this intra-club match of 2015. Here's Juddy right up against the boundary line. He's going to actually see it over on this occasion. Does it put, from a player point of view, the fact that Chris has decided to go around for another year, Cam, within the club itself, the fact that he has the faith in Mick Malthouse and in the playing group, the rest of the playing group has that faith as well?
Oh, absolutely. He's obviously been around for, I don't know how many pre-seasons he's done, 13 or 14.
It'll be a lot.
So he's been around for a long time. And just to learn off him, especially the younger guys coming in now, we've brought a lot of kids into the club, so for them to learn off one of the greats play the game, you can ask for nothing more than that. So
dual Brownlow medalists, they don't come around that often. As Everett kicks inside 50, and the mark is taken by one of the Northern Blues. Andreas Everett, we talked about him before, obviously careers at Sydney and the Western Bulldogs before that, but just seems to be hitting his straps, and it's only a matter of time before he really unleashes here at Carlton.
Yeah, I think he's been very impressive, very good preseason again. He's the one that can just play anywhere, and just has a lot of wealth about the game. Obviously, being around Sydney, where they've had a lot of success, he probably hasn't been a part of that. But hopefully, we see a bit more success at Carlton, and we get hold up another Premiership Cup.
So the white team with possession at the moment. We're about midway through the third quarter here at Icon Park. 38 plays 64 in favour of the white team. There's a massive bump from Liam Jones. Sees a free kick go the way of Dylan Viojo Rainbow. I'm going to ask you about him in a moment. I'm also going to get you to pronounce his name, Cam. So Dylan Viojo Rainbow from Hoppers Crossing in Melbourne's West. Carlton's second pick in last year's national draft. His kick was touched before going out of bounds. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, old Skittles, as he likes being called.
All right, well, let's start with that. Why is he called Skittles?
Just Rainbow, I think, just the different
yeah,
colours.
So. Fair call, I should have picked up on that.
Yep. No, he's been really good. He's got a very elite kick on him. I think that's why he was such a high draft pick. Coming out of... I think he's Metro. So he played for Vic Metro in the state champs, and he's been pretty impressive. He's been managed through the preseason, doing about 75% during the sessions, as all the other draftees have been doing as well. But hopefully we see him in the navy blue this year.
Can you pronounce the name?
Viojo Rainbow.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Commentary career beckons. He's certainly one that will catch the eye with his pace and agility, as I mentioned, from Hoppers Crossing in Melbourne's West. Has the ball across, half forward for the white team at the moment. They're in complete control, led by Mark Murphy. As trying to take possession was Jamison. Stacks on the mill, we'll see a ball up 45 metres out from goal for the white team. Good contingent of Carlton fans in here at Icon Park this afternoon. Enjoying a few beverages. Having a first look at their team for 2015. Of course, the Blues in NAB 1.
take on the West Coast Eagles in Perth next Friday night before a couple of games, Collingwood and Geelong to follow in the pre-season competition. As the blue team now, very awkward looking kick on that occasion from Bradley Walsh, and we'll see a boundary throw in. Young Walsh from Peel Thunder, just 18 years of age on the rookie list this season. Here's Ed Curno. Short little handball. Got it off to Gowers. And offhand's a boundary throw-in. Billy Gowers, another player from the Carlton rookie list. Xavier College lad. Has an excellent running jump on him. Cam, if you've been able to see that, if you guys at any time for a bit of basketball, because the running jump would come in handy there.
Yeah, well, Billy's been pretty impressive. Obviously, being a rookie, you want to impress really early and stake your claim of being good enough to play AFL footy. So he's done all the little things right as he gets the ball again here. Oh, dropped it.
Oh, dropped what he probably should have taken right there, Billy Gowers. It's going to be a turnover. The blue team will take possession. Holman handballs it back. Graham. Gowers in there as well again. And we'll see a boundary throw in. Right on centre wing. On this park side of the ground. Beautiful evening for an intra-club game, albeit a little bit warmer than you'd like. Certainly a little bit warmer than it would be in the middle of July. As Tom Bell, he's been impressive this evening. To Graham, he's one of the Northern Blues in Murray. Got a quick handball off. Back to Nick Graham. He squares it up inside 50 and coming across to take the mark, Liam Jones. And one of the things you notice about Liam Jones is just the way he leads so well. He knows where to go. He knows where it's possible to be kicked to. And he comes through, takes the mark. It's just a matter of capping it off with a goal here.
Yeah, it's also the ball user putting it where he wants to lead. So we've got some very elite ball users that can lace out Jonesy. So if he gets that delivery during the year, he'll hopefully kick a few goals.
So here's Liam Jones directly in front. No error there. The former Western Bulldog slots it through. And just from the glimpses we're seeing this afternoon, Matthew Watson with four goals to his name. Liam Jones getting plenty of the ball up forward. We mentioned Levi Casbolt before as well. It does give plenty of options up forward during the season should injuries take strike or, geez, maybe even on any given day have the three up forward.
Yeah, that's right. Also, young Jaden Foster, he's another option up there that they can chuck forward. He's been a little bit injured this preseason with a bit of a navicular injury, the same as me. But he'll be up and running hopefully next week, and he's also another target they can put up there.
Jaden Foster's an interesting one. 19 years of age. He was Carlton's fourth pick in last year's draft. His father, Peter, actually played under Mick Malthouse at Footscray. Way back when. So just wonder if Mick Malthouse might be feeling a little bit old having coached his father and now the son. He's very much got the daily double on that occasion, Mick, but it's probably done Jaden a favour as well. He knew what the pedigree was, Mick Malthouse, and Jaden Foster, 19 years of age, recruited by the Blues at last year's national draft. Now it's been delivered onto the chest of Liam Jones. Didn't back himself from 55 out, but he's put it onto the chest of his teammate, and that was Levi Casbolt coming through to take the mark, and he got enough of it and will line up not quite a 45 degree angle, but 45 metres out. And again, when those big boys can team up as well as have shots themselves, Cam, it just opens up the options tenfold.
Yeah, obviously with Levi's, his major strength being his hands, just needs his goal kicking to keep on improving, and that'll happen day in, day out. He's a very hard worker with his set shots, so If he can keep his kicking straight and kick more goals, that's exactly what we want.
He led Carlton for the contested marks last season, so he's able to get his hand on it even when he's under pressure. Wasn't under a lot of pressure on this occasion. We said that he needs to be able to finish him off, and we'll blame that one on a slight breeze pushing across the goal. Levi Casbolt hitting the post on that occasion, but certainly a player who looks in good touch to begin season 2015. The blue team just trying to work it out of defence quickly here as a couple of the Northern Blues team up. Coming across now, Blaine Johnson. Managed 5 games in season 2014. Gives it off to the veteran in Corazzo. He too has looked in fine touch this afternoon. Plenty of pace behind him. Solid pre-season from him. Into the pack. Armfield takes it. Releases by hand to Simpson. To Curno. They can take a bit of a run here now, Carlton. Curno goes back to Simpson. Bounces across half-back. Jard had the chance to intercept. Wasn't able to control the ball. Spills down to Levi Casbolt. But that's three-quarter time here at Icon Park for the intra-club game of the Carlton Football Club for 2015. And it's the white team in control. 11-6-72 to the blue team. 5-8-38.